She bent down and looked at the ground. There's an ant. Would you mind telling him to go somewhere else? I was feeling a little uncomfortable about this. I guess I could try. Ant, scram. Go on, get out of here. It didn't work. The lady gave me a puzzled look. Now tell me again, what is it that you do? I'm head of... Look, ants don't listen to anybody. They just ain't smart enough. Now get this. She spread out her wings and brought them together in front, so they pointed towards the ant, and she made a kind of whistling sound. The darn fool ant stopped in his tracks, turned around, and ran away. The lady looked at me and grinned and blinked her eyes. I'm sorry, what were you saying? Nothing. Then all at once it struck me. All the clues came together. I had figured it out. Wait a minute. I bet you're Madame Moonshine.
Oh, yes, I am. And you're Hank the Rabbit.
Huh? No, I'm Hank the Cowdog.
Of course. Yes, I see now. Won't you come in?
I squinted into that dark hole and gave it another sniffing. You got any snakes in there?
How many did you want?
I don't want any. I'm scared of them.
Oh, rubbish. Just tell them who you are. Come, follow me.
She hopped into the hole. I swallowed real hard and went in behind her. It was pretty narrow, and it got dark all of a sudden. I'd gone 5 or 6 feet when I started hearing a bunch of hissing and rattling and felt cold things crawling around. It was them dadgum snakes. I couldn't turn around, and I couldn't back out. So I crawled forward just as fast as I could. For a while, I could hear Madame Moonshine hopping up in front of me. But then all I could hear was hissing and rattling. Ma'am? No answer. I began to suspect that I'd made an error in judgment. I mean, icrosorosis is pretty bad stuff, but it beats the heck out of dead dogorosis. The cave turned to the left. And up ahead I could see a big chamber with a shaft of sunlight coming down. I crawled toward it as fast as I could. I was out of breath when I got there, and when I looked around there was no sign of Madame Moonshine. I sat down and waited, heard a sound off to my left, turned, and saw a huge, enormous diamondback rattlesnake slipping towards me. He was flicking his tongue out, and he had a wicked look in his eyes.